Statesboro business owner LaShayla Alexis Lanier and her husband Eric Ricardo McLeodin were arrested on Monday and remain in Chatham County Jail at the time this story was published. True Hair Palace, 3 Simmons Shopping Center, Statesboro, GA. According to Georgia State Patrol reports, GSP Trooper Brent Hammond, along with his K-9 Remy, was patrolling on Monday, September 25, 2023 on I-95 in Chatham when he stopped a vehicle driven by Statesboro native Eric Richard McLeodin, with a Florida address, for speeding. Trooper Hammond arrested McLeodin and his wife LaShayla Alexis Lanier, also a Statesboro native and business owner with a Florida address, who was a passenger in the vehicle. They are charged as follows. LaShayla Alexis Lanier. Chatham County Jail. Name, Lanier, LaShayla Alexis. Birthdate, September 25, 1983. Race, B-sex, F. Arrest date, September 25, 2023. Agency, GSP Savannah. Bond, $0. Charges 161331, trafficking in cocaine, illegal drugs, marijuana, or methamphetamine, F. 1613-32.2, possession and use of drug-related objects, M. 16720, possession of tools for commission of a crime, F. Eric Ricardo McLeodin. Chatham County Jail. Name, McLeodin, Eric Ricardo. Birthdate, November 27, 1982. Race, B-sex, M. Arrest date, September 25, 2023. Agency, GSP Savannah. Bond, $0. Charges, 161331, trafficking in cocaine, illegal drugs, marijuana, or methamphetamine, F. 1613-32.2, possession and use of drug-related objects, M. 16720, possession of tools for commission of a crime, F. 406181, speeding, M. Statesboro business owner. According to the Georgia Secretary of State, LaShayla Lanier owns the Sugar Shack Lounge, LLC, located at 19 South Vine Street and True Hair Palace, Inc., which was located at 3 Simmons Shopping Center. Both businesses are located in downtown Statesboro. She also listed her occupation at the time of arrest as an employee of Keller Williams, a realty company. The storefront location of True Hair Place is closed. The True Hair Palace signage remains on the door, but the building is empty and the door is locked. The Sugar Shack Lounge, LLC, has been operated as an events hall. It was the location of the shooting involving high school students attending an after-prom party at the venue. According to the Bullock County Tax Assessor's website, the building is owned by a Statesboro business and leased to Lanier to operate the Sugar Shack Lounge, LLC, as an event hall. The building also houses another tenant, Galactic Comics and Games. The building shares a parking lot with Statesboro City Hall. Event Hall Ordinance. The Statesboro City Council passed an event venue ordinance on Tuesday, September 19, 2023, primarily in response to complaints and challenges the Sugar Shack Lounge and Event Hall posed to public safety, downtown businesses, and residents who live around the Sugar Shack. The event ordinance sets parameters and guidelines to ensure event halls are operating under and complying by city rules and laws, including the regulation of alcohol at events. In addition, it requires safety measures be put in place, like having a member of the event hall staff on site during events, camera systems to be installed, and allow the fire department and police department access to any event held in the facility. This is a developing story, and Grice Connect will provide updates as we receive them.